free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, March the 30th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the script that we are currently acting out. This script was written by the Rockefeller Foundation, and, you know, I had someone send this to me, and it reminded me, we talked about this back in 2014 with Ebola. That was something that I was very concerned about, the lax way that Fauci and Francis Collins, the people who are still in charge of the NIH and Fauci in charge of infectious diseases, the cavalier way that they were bringing in people, deathly ill people going in to, you know, have city officials in Dallas going in to see the guy, as I've mentioned many times, and going into his apartment, coming out without any protective clothing, going in without any protective clothing, coming out without any protective clothing, going to a press conference without any protective clothing, without cleaning up. And we looked at it, it was like, what are these people at the CDC and the NIH doing? Are they trying to get this started in the United States? It didn't happen. I still have the storable food for this particular event that they have created. I still have the storable food that I bought with the Ebola. My family is, we got masks and storable food and gloves and things like that that we picked up back then. So it's always good to be prepared, and these things last. You know, storable food lasts for 25 years. folks, this plan, as I pointed out, has been around for a very long time. These people know that we're in a fourth turning. There was actually a book, Strauss and Howell, put it out, trying to wake people up. Did it in the early 90s. Said about the mid-2000s, you know, 2007, 2008, there'll probably be some kind of a global meltdown crisis, financial crisis. That will begin the fourth turning, a generational restructuring of society about every 80 years, every four generations, usually accompanied by a dramatic economic meltdown, usually accompanied also by war. Last one we had was the Great Depression and World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. That was a changing of society from an agrarian society to the Industrial Revolution and the creation of nation states. It wasn't about slavery. The same thing was happening in Europe. As a matter of fact, my wife has some relatives, one relative in particular who had a diary about being in Garibaldi's army in Italy. Exactly the same time as what was happening here in the United States. Slavery was what you've been told it was all about. That was just one aspect of it here in the U.S., but it was happening all across Western society. The 80 years prior to that, we had the American Revolution. But they knew that this was coming, and they've been setting this up. They said, well, you know, the Agenda 21, we're going to, in the 21st century, we're going to pack everybody into the cities. We're going to cordon off the rural areas. We want to be able to control people. They got more specific with you in 2030. They said, yeah, by 2030, we'll have that done. And that had already been said back in the early 90s by Strauss and Howe. They said the fourth turning will begin with some kind of catastrophic economic event in the mid-2000s. It'll end. It'll be finished by about 2029, 2030, and so forth. And now we have the 2030 agendas for smart cities. And guess what? Everything that is happening to us today is exactly what they had planned to do by 2030. Now, they were selling it to you as a remedy for environmental concerns that were going to kill us all. Now we have the pandemic that is going to kill us all. But in 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation said, well, look at what happens when we have a pandemic. We can enact all of these controls and lock everybody down. So I'm going to talk about that when we come back. Before we do, I'm going to give you an update on treatments and cures. By the way, you know, if you talk about treatments or cures on Twitter, it violates their rules, and they'll shut you down. They shut down a doctor who talked about the fact that he used it to cure people. Does that arouse your suspicion whatsoever?
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any Info Warrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, March 30th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to take a look at the script that we are all going through. All the world is a stage, and we are merely actors in this, and we didn't write the script. This is being produced and directed by globalists like the Rockefeller Foundation. They wrote the script. I'll read you the script, and you can see just exactly how we're following it in lockstep. By the way, that was what it was called, lockstep. We're going to get all the governments to act in lockstep to a global pandemic. And the people will just sit down and do nothing. Well, they know us pretty well, don't they? So we're going to talk about that in detail before we do. And the other things that we're going to cover today are going to be treatments and cures. You've got Google and Twitter are freaking out about anybody who says anything about any possible treatments or cures. Don't you dare mention this. We have to keep this going. So don't talk about cures. We will shut you down. I saw a tweet from a doctor yesterday talking about his success. Congratulations and kudos to these doctors who have the courage to talk about what works against these politicians in Washington like Fauci and the FDA and the AMA and people like Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, who threatened to take the licenses of any doctors who talked about this. And if they're talking about it, she wants other doctors to turn them in. You see something, you say something to me. We'll take care of these people. Pharmacist, if these guys are writing any prescriptions for this treatment, which we know works, don't you fill those treatments. You let the people die. This is about my power. That's what Whitmer is saying. You remember that in Michigan, folks, when you go to the polls. Forget about this party stuff. You're a Democrat? Fine. Find somebody that respects life. Find somebody that respects your choice. My body, my choice. Aren't you supposed to be pro-choice? I'm sure Whitmer is all pro-choice. She's all about abortion, though. That's how she defines pro-choice. Not about informed consent. She's going to interject the government into the patient-physician relationship, and it has no role there. That's why we've got to get the FDA out of this as well, and the NIH and all these other people. That, by the way, folks, is the end game. The moonshot that they're working on. The moonshot is going to be a shot in your arm. That is the end game for all of this stuff. So we'll be taking a look at Rockefeller Foundation's lockstep again. Go back and take a look at it. We looked at it in 2014. I'd kind of forgotten about it until somebody punched my memory on it. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about that during the Ebola outbreak, and it's time to go back because they've already done it now. Already done it. And they've done it much more rapidly than they had ever anticipated. This is their dream come true. Their wish list, everything that they wanted, has now been accomplished. So we're going to talk about the treatments. We're going to talk about the cures, even though Google and Twitter don't like that. We're also going to talk about economic treatment that is being sent out. And quite frankly, folks, this is not a cure. This is far worse than the disease that they have created. Yet another man-made crisis, yet another man-made disease, locking down the entire country. And then coming back and saying, I'm going to give you a check. I'm a hero now. Give me applause. President Trump wants his signature on these stimulus checks because he wants credit for it. Well, you better be careful what you ask for, President Trump, because you just might get it. You just might get credit for this. Hawks no more, says AP News. Fiscal conservatives are embracing the rescue package. They talk about Senator Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania. This is a response to an invasion, he said. This is the kind of thing you'd have to do if we were at war. And again, when they use that kind of language, as President Trump is, I'm a war president, Toomey. This is war, and so forth. Be very careful. Their metaphorical wars are even more dangerous than their foreign wars, because their metaphorical wars are waged against the American people. Whether it's the war on poverty or the war on drugs or it's a war on terror, it is a war on the Constitution, your liberties, the Bill of Rights. That's what it's a war on. We've seen that with the war on drugs. They haven't had any effect whatsoever on addictions. Matter of fact, it's bad or worse than it ever was. We have far more dangerous forms of drugs that are out there. But we have completely destroyed the Bill of Rights and due process. We have created a massive police state, and we will be doing that with this as well. This is a problem that was created by the Federal Reserve. It's not going to be solved by giving the Federal Reserve even more powers. And I know a lot of you think that President Trump has taken over the Federal Reserve. I don't buy that. I'm sorry. I think the Federal Reserve has taken over the government, as usual. I think they are extending their control, as usual. And I think BlackRock is a completely corrupt organization, and you put them in charge of all this stuff. This is control of our economy, fascist control of our economy by a private organization, the Federal Reserve. Now they're extending this to another level of corruption with BlackRock. This is not a good thing. Not a good thing. $6 trillion rescue package. Wait a minute. I thought it was two. Oh, yeah. See, it depends on whether or not you count all the quantitative easing that's going to go in, right? There's no limit to this, folks. The first one is a couple of $1 trillion, you know, way more than a typical amount the government spends an entire year just on this one particular thing. And they're not finished. It's going to be coming. They've already talked about, well, the next one that we do, because they're not going to let you out of lockdown. They're not going to let you out of lockdown until they've got you totally desperate so that you'll accept anything, including a shot in the arm to get out, including biometric tracking. That's what's really behind all of this. This is a recipe for disaster and for tyranny. COVID-19 lives and capitalism dies. That's what Mitchell Feierstein says, author of Planet Ponzi. Oligarchs buying influence in Washington and Westminster have become reliant upon bankers and politicians providing taxpayer-backed bailouts when their reckless, highly leveraged bets go wrong. Look, as I've said many times, all the people who are concerned about corruption in Washington, about money and election campaigns, why do you think you see this explosion? The real explosion, exponential curve. It's not CO2. It's not COVID-19 infections. The real exponential curve, folks, is the amount of power and money flowing into Washington. And it's because of that power in Washington and their control over who gets to succeed and who is going to fail. It's why there is so much money being spent on these campaigns. And now they have just taken over the lives of everybody who has individual worker, anybody who has a small or medium-sized business. It's not just the big businesses that have to go begging to Washington, cap in hand, in order to be able to survive. It's each and every one of us, because they've shut the entire economy down. Here's a good example. The Kennedy Center. Why do they get a big donation? $25 million. As Carrie Kellerman pointed out, she said the Kennedy Center timeline. They completed a $250 million renovation, and then in 2019, just last year, they got $41 million from taxpayers. Yesterday, they got $25 million from this relief bill. Today, they tell musicians they can't pay them, and they donate $5 million to the DNC. You understand? This is why there's so much money in politics, because they have the power to hand this out. You know, the politicians give them $25 million and they give the politicians back $5 million. It's a pretty good return on investment. 500% return on investment. Five times their money in no time for doing nothing. This is the corruption. This is the money laundering. This is what President Trump and the Republicans are proud of. This is what they attacked Thomas Massie for. I'm absolutely disgusted with Washington. Let me tell you something. Politics is for posers anymore at this point. We're done with politics as far as I'm concerned. All of them, top to bottom, president to mayor, are corrupt. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about, because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, it takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, your throat, and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Extraordinary woman who has been in the federal government to rescue our automobile industry, and I thank her for her service. Haley Stevens from the state of Michigan.
For 1 minute.
Thank you. Thank you.
The representative from Michigan is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise before you today in this chamber during this critical time in the United States of America, where our country faces a battle with a pandemic, the biggest battle we have faced as a nation together in generations. Amidst uncertainty, we work to keep Americans alive by stopping the spread of COVID-19. In these times, heroes will be made and not selected. We are in a global pandemic. Many Americans may perish unexpectedly and suddenly in unfair circumstances.
You're going to hear it going to Gilda Radner.
These are not pleasant words to hear. Treatments and cures are needed. They will take time. Economic security must be guaranteed. The outbreak of COVID-19 has spread throughout our land. Listen to the scientists and the doctors who have spent a lifetime in this space. Listen to Dr. Fauci. This is not a moment to provide the false comforts of times past. We are so proud of Americans who are sacrificing so much right now. Our students gone from their beloved classrooms and classmates. We beam for our manufacturers who have no... I request 30 more seconds because I rise before you adorning
the
these...
The gentleman from Maryland is recognized.
Not for personal tension. Not for personal tension, but to encourage you to take
the gentleman,
this speech.
Gentlelady will suspend. The gentleman from Maryland is recognized. The gentlelady is out of order.
I yield the gentlelady 30 additional seconds.
The gentlewoman is recognized for an additional 30 seconds.
Cause of the servitude, sharing in the profession with those who have not come before you. Similar times of trying medical need, wars and flus pass. You will see darkness. You will be pushed. And our society needs you.
You will see darkness.
Stand together at this time. Loves you. To our doctors and our nurses, I wear these latex.
The gentlelady's time has
expired. I wear these gloves.
The gentleman from Maryland is reserved. The gentleman from Texas is recognized. The gentleman from Texas is now recognized.
All right, that's good. Gilda Radner. I'm sorry, that's Representative Haley Stevens from Michigan. You will see darkness. This is actually pulled out by Jonathan Turley. My wife sent this to me. Said, where's Gilda Radner when we need her? It shows how hysteria can be fueled by politicians, says Jonathan Turley. The gentle lady from Michigan is out of order. No, government is out of order. Look, she's just one person trying to sell panic. Let's take a quick look at the headlines that we see here. Off the charts, screams AP. Virus hotspots are growing in middle America. You will see darkness. Yeah, that's right. Members of the Rhode Island National Guard are looking for passengers getting off of a train from New York. So you can't escape from New York. If you try to get out of New York, you're going to have the National Guard are now hunting down New Yorkers in Rhode Island and other states are saying, don't come here. Don't come here if you're from New York. You cannot escape. You got to seal it off just like, you know, the... Put the people in it. Nobody leaves, just like the movie. It's amazing. And we do have a script I want to get to here in the next segment, the Rockefeller script for all this, the Rockefeller script for world government. And we now have a former prime minister of the UK, Gordon Brown, saying the only way we're going to get this under control is for us to set up global governance. Yeah, they're just openly talking about that. Like, you know, they openly talk about confiscating your guns. Now they're talking about confiscating everything from you, folks. Where are all the people who are so upset about gun confiscation when they're taking everything else from us? Are you serious? You're going to sit there and beg for protection because you're afraid of the virus? Florida is doing the same thing as Rhode Island. They're looking for New Yorkers and people from Louisiana as well. It's not just New York, it's New Orleans too. Now is not the time to go outside, says DeSantis. Don't get involved in any big crowds. It's time to protect yourself, says the governor of Florida. On Friday, he issued an executive order expanding a previous directive that airline travelers from New York self-quarantined for 14 days. And he included people from Louisiana who enter the state on Interstate 10. The order, however, would not apply to commercial transportation. Oh, well, that's nice for the time being, isn't it? I tell you, this is, it's absolutely amazing what they are doing. And my son showed me a picture. Travis, can you pull that up and show that picture? Somebody desperate for some diabetes test strips here. We'll pay cash for diabetes test strips. This is the life-threatening situation that is being created by this lockdown. As I've said many times before, you're going to lock people out of hospitals just so that you can provide beds for people that are very sick, and you're not going to give them ventilators because the FDA says, nah, we're not going to allow those types of ventilators to be done, right? And then you're going to shut down the production of food and medicine, so you're getting all kinds of shortages on all types of things. That is more life-threatening than any virus. It truly is. You know, this virus, there's a good chance, and I think it probably is. I can't prove it, but I think it probably is a biologically engineered weapon. But nobody's talking about shutting down the biowarfare labs. Nobody's talking about that. They were supposed to have been shut down decades ago. There's that sign. He took a picture of it on his phone. The bioweapons labs were supposed to be shut down. They were supposed to shut down the program at UNC Chapel Hill, except Francis Collins, the guy that Fauci works for at the NIH, they published their research where they combined the coronavirus with bat DNA. Why would they do that? Well, they said, just like the guy in China who was working on it at the Wuhan biological level 4 safety lab. both of them said, well, we're working on combining coronavirus with bats. And when they put this research out, a lot of people were very upset. That was supposed to have been stopped a year ago. And then Francis Collins, Fauci's boss, came out and said, well, I gave them and about a half dozen others authorization to continue on with their research, even though we were told to stop that. And then 2 years later, he got it legalized again. But they didn't care if it was legal or not. They didn't care if they had a international treaty to stop this kind of stuff. They're going to do whatever they want. There is no control over these people. They're out of control. You have no control over Fauci. I didn't vote for him. You didn't vote for him. Nobody voted for him. He's been there for 35 years. He's pushed one pandemic after the other. He's told us we're all going to die from bird flu. He told us we're all going to die from Zika virus. He was haranguing the Republicans back in 2017 because they didn't give him $2 billion, his agency, $2 billion, for Zika virus. And he threatened, he said, it's going to be back this summer. You just wait and see when the mosquitoes come out. Oh, they're, you know, everybody's heads are going to shrink. Heads will roll. Heads will shrink. Yeah. If you believe this, you need to go see a head shrink, a psychologist, because this is gaslighting that's being done by the deep state. He is the essence of the deep state. U.S. is soaring past 100,000 coronavirus cases, reports the Daily Mail. New York City fights catastrophe as one dies every 17 minutes. Well, normally they have a person die in New York City about every 9 minutes. But, of course, no matter what you die of, if you died of suicide, if you drive your car into a wall, if you die of a heart attack, if they test you and find that you have coronavirus, you will be a statistic. Coronavirus could kill 81,000 U.S. See, they can't even make up their mind. 81,000, 100,000, what's it going to be, right? It's not going to subside until June, they say, because that's how long they need to get you desperate. We'll be right back.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it. We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society. It's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high-quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections may be canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis, not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, I can't prove that it's a biological weapon engineered for that purpose, but I can prove that it is an engineered social and political weapon. I've got the proof right here in my hands, quite frankly, folks. They've been talking about that. You could see it in the UN Agenda 21 and the UN 2030 agendas, very specifically. All those elements now being enacted into place. A key part of UN 2030 was to stop your movement, to lock you in cities, to make sure that they have 5G everywhere. And, of course, the people are going to be begging for that. But we can go back to the Rockefeller Foundation, a study that they did in 2010. We talked about it back in 2014 when the Ebola pandemic at the time, as Fauci and Francis Collins and the CDC were panicking everybody. They were bringing people in with very lax controls. And we were saying, what is this? It looks like they're trying to spread this around deliberately. Well, now what they're spreading around is something else. You know, you have, first of all, you got to have fear. Got to spread the fear. No testing at home, right? Only testing at hospital locations where you have people who are seriously ill. So you have confirmed cases, and then you look at the number of people who die, and you're going to have a high percentage of people who die when they come to the hospital with serious conditions. Although we find that in Italy, the average age was 80 years old. First it was 80.3 years, and second report it was 79.5, really about 80 years. Found that 99% of them had multiple other extenuating circumstances besides being old. That's just the way life is. We get old, we die. And yet it was always attributed not to any of those other circumstances. They got respiratory issues, they got heart issues, they got high blood pressure. That's not any of that. It's not even cancer if you got cancer or leukemia. No. It's COVID-19 if you find COVID-19. And so they inflate the number. We're given raw numbers of this many people died, which is totally meaningless if you don't know where the population is. But they keep the population small by not testing and by only testing the people who come in with serious conditions. That's why the FDA has restricted home testing kits. If you're going to divide a number by zero, what is that? Well, it's undefined, and quite frankly, the risk is undefined. They did try to make a statistical effort, but even you can see in their statistics, as I've shown, they estimated up the number of regular flu cases. They had people who had died from regular flu, people that had verified for regular flu, and that showed a 10% fatality rate for flu. They said, well, it's not that high. You don't have a 10% chance of dying from flu. So we estimate there's maybe 100 times more people that have that. And so they come up with a 0.1 number. But then they look at the actual test cases of people who are very sick when they get to the hospital and the number of people who die there, and they come up with 1.5%. And they say, see, it's 10 times more dangerous than regular flu. These are the games that they play. But folks, as we see Vox talking about, we got to have a moonshot here. Understand there's a couple of things that they're looking for. First of all, they want you isolated and locked down until you absolutely are totally desperate and scared to death because you see these inflated fatality rates. Then they are going to start the testing, and then there's going to be a second wave of freak out because people at that point in time will have bought into the fact that, 4, 5, 10% of us are going to die. And then they're going to say, look at how many people we have it. So it's going to be a death sentence on everybody. And then they're going to roll out their planned solutions. We have to test you, identify you, track you, track everybody that you've talked to everywhere. So we need biometric surveillance, total surveillance of everything in your life. And then, of course, we have our mandated treatments and vaccines. You see, this whole process of lockdown is essentially what they've been doing to push mandatory vaccines for measles. You saw this. Sorry, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to go to school. You're not even going to be allowed to homeschool if you don't get your measles vaccine. And we know that measles is not a serious disease. Yes, some people can die. But statistically, it's not even a blip, the number of people that die from measles. But look at how they've treated it. They've treated it like it was Ebola. Actually, they treated it more seriously than they did Ebola, so they could mandate the vaccines. If you are somebody who is at risk, if you are concerned about it, you could, with informed consent in a rational country, and there are rational countries, we'll talk about that coming up, Belarus, Sweden, Taiwan, none of them have gone into this kind of a panic lockdown of the economy, and they're not dying in the streets. So if you are concerned about that, you could do self-quarantining, but that's not going to be allowed. You have to take their quarantine. Because we have to be concerned about the herd. Herd mentality, not herd immunity. So when you look at this, from Shakespeare's As You Like It, all the world's a stage, all the men and women are merely players. And folks, here is the script. May not be as you like it, but it's as the globalists like it. This was put together by the Rockefeller Foundation. Guys, pull up that first chart there. What they did was, just like we've seen with the Nolan chart, says, it's not sufficient to describe the political landscape by just saying we got left and right and center and so forth. No, it's really more of a two-dimensional landscape. And so they came up with a couple of different metrics in the Nolan chart. They said, well, let's measure economic freedom and let's measure, social freedom or civil liberties or whatever, because that's where we had the split in the early 20th century over civil liberties and economic liberties. And then they map people out. And they rotate that particular chart by 45 degrees just so that you can get the left and the right and the center and so forth. But then you see down at the bottom where there is no freedom in either area of your life. That's the authoritarian area, say quadrant, if you will. And then at the top where you have freedom and everything, that's the libertarian quadrant. Now, what the Rockefeller Foundation did was something similar. They said, let's talk about strong government and weak government, and then we'll talk about adaptive technology and non-adaptive technology when we look at these scenarios and how people will respond to a pandemic. But what they're really talking about is not so much technology as they are talking about a free society and people's willingness and ability to freely take control of their lives. That's really what the adaptability is there. So when we look at a free society and free minds and free people versus an authoritarian government, they come up with four possibilities of how people might react to a pandemic. So you have one of them where you don't have, you got a weak government and you've got a weak society, and it turns out that it's just absolute total chaos. That's the hack attack there. Or you have a weak government and a smart, an adaptive population, and you have what they call the smart scramble. Or you go up to strong government and a very adaptive society. They call that clever together. I would prefer to be down in the smart scramble, quite frankly. I don't think clever is the word that I would use for people that allow a strong government to exist. But where we are, folks, is a society that is not adaptable, a society that is not free, but a government that is very strong. Lockstep was the scenario. So they came up with four different scenarios based on, you know, how strong government is and how weak society is. And just to give you an idea of what this looks like, they say, well, and here's their imaginary scenario. In 2012, let's just say 2020. In 2020, a pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hit. Unlike 2009's H1N1, the bird flu, this new influenza strain originating from wild geese, well, let's just substitute their bats or snakes or pangolins or whatever fantasy you want to put in there. This new influenza strain was extremely virulent and deadly, they tell us. Even the most pandemic-prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 20% of the global population, killing 8 million in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. So for that, you can substitute the majority of them 80-year-olds with multiple health conditions. Nevertheless, when we come back, I'm going to read you what they imagined in their lockstep scenario. It was global. It was not national. It was a global approach. And we have Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister of the UK, now demanding that we have global organization with executive powers to enforce things.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's take a look at this Rockefeller scenario. As I pointed out, they imagine four different approaches, globally, of course, because we're talking about the Rockefeller Foundation here. So what is the global response going to be? And they imagine four possible combinations of strong and weak government versus strong and adaptive society, a free society. Well, it looks like we are going through the scenario of strong government and weak society. It's called lockstep, as they describe it, a world of tighter top-down government control. And quite frankly, even conservatives, as we look at the GOP passing this this bill here, you know, they're demanding that everybody shut down their societies, you know, because Fauci's there. 500, no. 100, no. 50, no. 10. Don't have any more than 10 people anywhere. And, of course, all the Democrats are more than happy to do that, just like we put the suggestion out there. Oh, you know, got to take the guns, do the due process later. And they start with a vengeance on red flag gun laws. And we've had now Scott Gottlieb, the guy who was at the FDA, the beginning of the Trump administration. He's not there now, but it's not to say the FDA is any more open to your informed consent. Scott Gottlieb was pushing mandated vaccines. Just got to take the shots, that type of thing. So they haven't declared martial law. It's just done by insinuation. It's done by pressure. And but you understand where this is coming from, right? Everybody is demanding that President Trump do something about it. And he is. And he's doing the wrong things about it as well, quite frankly. A world of tighter top-down government, because that's what everybody wants. Republicans and Democrats. Everybody wants top-down control. Washington needs to fix it. Whatever the problem is, and, you know, conservatives and Republicans see different problems and they want the federal government to do different things about their problems, but they all want the federal government to solve it. More authoritarian leadership. Limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. Oh, you might say, well, maybe they don't like that. No, no, no. They want that. They want that. because they want a war so they can completely destroy society, then rebuild their society. But let's just go on with their scenario, because as I said, this is the script that we're now following. It's written back in 2010. As I talk about this pandemic that is sweeping the globe, and of course, this is, in their vision, things are not locked down until 8 million people have died. That hasn't happened yet. And that happened in their scenario over 7 months. And then as a result of 7 months and millions of people dying each month, well, they take these kinds of actions, which we have already done just because Fauci told us that this could happen if we don't do exactly what he has to say. Not that it's happened. The pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies. International mobility of both people and goods screeched to a halt. Oh, yeah, that's happened already. We haven't had 8 million people die. It hasn't taken 7 months, but it has screeched to a halt. Debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. Yeah, check that as well. All these boxes checked. Even locally, normally bustling shops and office buildings sat empty for months, devoid of both employees and customers. That's right. This is their script, and it's already been done. It didn't take months. It didn't take weeks. It took days for them to do this. That should really scare you. We are far weaker, and the government is far stronger than even the Rockefeller Foundation had hoped. The pandemic blanketed the planet, though disproportionate numbers died in Africa, Southeast Asia, and Central America, where the virus spread like wildfire in the absence of official containment protocols. See, more people died because you didn't have a strong enough government, according to Rockefeller's. Even in developed countries, containment was a challenge. The United States' initial policy of strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved to be deadly in its leniency. See, the U.S. is bad. They figured we would be lenient. Well, they got that wrong. They got that wrong. The U.S. is the villain here. China is the hero. Here's what they say about China. However, a few countries did fare better, China in particular. The Chinese government, according to the Rockefeller scenario that they imagined back in 2010, the Chinese government's quick imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all of its citizens, as well as its instant near hermetic sealing off of all borders, saved millions of lives. Boy, you tell you what, you know, Xi didn't need to write his own little book, glossy as it was, and translated into multiple languages, glorifying himself. I mean, he was just following the script of the Rockefeller Foundation. He could have just plagiarized it straight from them. See, we're heroes because we're authoritarian. We saved lives. Yeah. Just like Mao saved lives. Stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than in other countries and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. China's government was not the only one that took extreme measures to protect its citizens from risk and exposure. During the pandemic, national leaders around the world flexed their authority and imposed airtight rules and restrictions. From, and get this, ask yourself if this isn't the script we're following today. From the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries to communal spaces like train stations and supermarkets. Even after the pandemic faded, this more authoritarian control and oversight of citizens and their activities stuck and even intensified. This is their dream. This is the Rockefeller Foundation in 2010. And it's the life that we are living today, their script. In order to protect themselves from the spread of increasingly global problems from pandemics and transnational terrorism and environmental crises and rising poverty, leaders around the world took a firmer grip on power. There it is, right there. It's terrorism, it's the environment, it's poverty, it's the virus, and we need to have central control of everything. At first, the notion of more controlled world gained wide acceptance and approval. Citizens willingly gave up some of their sovereignty and their privacy to more paternalistic states in exchange for greater safety and stability. Citizens were more tolerant and even eager for top-down direction and oversight, and national leaders had more latitude to impose order in ways that they saw fit. In developed countries, this heightened oversight took many forms. Biometric IDs for all citizens, for example, and tighter regulation of key industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interests. That's already happened as well. That's what we're going to have the government, the central government, feds who know everything, They know best. They love you. They know they're so wise and have so much foresight. They are going to determine who is vital to national security interests. And many developed countries enforce cooperation with a suite of new regulations and agreements, slowly but steadily restored both order and, importantly, economic growth. Top-down authority took different forms in different countries, hinging largely on the capacity, the caliber, and the intentions of their leaders. And I wonder if they put that word caliber in there as a pun. You know, Mao said power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And I guess it does depend on the caliber of leadership, right? In India, for example, air quality drastically improved when the government outlawed high-emitting vehicles. And remember, this is 2010. That's already been done without this phony virus controls that they've got here. Meanwhile, in the developed world, the presence of so many top-down rules and norms greatly inhibited entrepreneurial activity. They don't put that it completely eviscerated the small and medium-sized businesses that employ the vast majority of people. Scientists and innovators were often told by government what research lines to pursue, and they were guided mostly towards projects that would make money, leaving more risky or innovative research areas largely untapped. Well, we have the military-industrial complex. You know, one of the things that Eisenhower was talking about, he said it was originally going to be the military-industrial academic complex because all research was going to be run by the government. It was already happening, very, very well underway in Eisenhower's day, and it has thoroughly been completed now. That's one of the reasons why you have the government funding research at universities all over this country, bioweapon research like we saw at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. More on this when we come back, folks. This is the script. This is the script. They wrote it decades ago. They published it 10 years ago. We're living it today. If you want to not be completely dependent on a handout from your government masters, you might want to take some interest in preparing for your own health. And, of course, there is a way that you can do that. One of the points that people have made in terms of the 1918 pandemic is that people didn't have nutrient rich food. They didn't have the kinds of hygiene that we have today. There are things that you can do for yourself, even if the government is going to try to limit access to cures and treatments. Make sure that you do what you can for yourself and your family, and also support InfoWars here. That's how we have funded our operation here. But it's a way that you can maintain your health in light of these challenges. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. All your essential vitamins and minerals and amino acids in a very easy to take drink mix. You can make it taste any way you want. That's now 40% off, 50% off if you get it with Ultra 12, our liquid vitamin B12. There are things that you can do to enhance your health and your immune system. Nutrients, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, listen, Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcasts, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over. But the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food. And the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, we see op-ed pieces from Pat Buchanan. From Foreign Policy, which is a globalist publication. Pat Buchanan is optimistic. He said, this looks like the end of globalism. Foreign Policy is saying the same thing. But they're couching it in slightly different terms. It could be the end of globalism as we know it. Not the end of globalism, but this current phase of globalism. And I'm not as optimistic as Pat Buchanan. I think that this is exactly what they planned. I've been reading you the lockstep scenario that the Rockefeller Foundation had war-gamed out back in 2010. But more importantly, you know, that was one of four scenarios that they had. It is the one that we're in today. Strong government, very weak public, dependent on the government, everything locked down completely, and the entire world operating in lockstep to lock down everyone everywhere. When we look at this, folks, the reason I'm not optimistic about this is because what they're looking at, both Foreign Policy and Pat Buchanan, as they're talking about this, they're saying, well, this is going to restrict some of the complex supply chains that are global. It's going to restrict some of the open trade and some of the open borders and the trafficking of people and so forth. They're going to take one step back. They took multiple steps forward. They're going to take one step back, and then they're going to take a running leap, folks, because they're going to lock us down inside of our countries. I mean, if you think that they're going to get serious about protecting the border, you haven't been paying any attention. I've got some clips. We're going to get to these people coming into Canada. Yeah, here's a flyer. Not going to test you for a fever. Not going to ask where you've been, none of that. But once you get into Canada, oh, we're going to lock you down. Same thing here in the United States. The Pentagon doesn't really care about protecting the border. Even now, they don't care. Border Patrol and ICE are some of the first agencies to say, we're going to stop enforcement. We're going to pull back. And yet, they're doing this in the face of using this as a pretense to lock down the people who are here, lock you down in your home. That's really the phase that we're in now. The open borders for trade, the open borders for people, those had their purposes, and they've now served those purposes. It served to weaken us economically. It served to eviscerate our manufacturing base. That isn't going to come back, not for quite some time. And especially if we lock down the economy, we're not going to be able to respond to that. And that's exactly what they're doing. So I don't see that coming back. And coming back in a useful way, if it's going to be the federal government that's going to decide which industries and which companies are going to get rewarded and allowed to open up again as we shut down small and medium-sized businesses. And in terms of the people coming in, the purpose of flooding the country with immigrants has never been to help society. It was the UN telling people, well, you're not going to be able to pay for these Social Security, you know, retirement benefits that you've nationalized. You're not going to be able to pay for that because you have a declining population base. It's aging and you're not having children. And so we're going to bring in immigrants from other cultures who have absolutely no connection at all to you. They're not your children. You didn't have children, remember? They have no connection to you. They have no interest in your society or your culture in terms of sustaining that. And they're not going to assimilate. And so when we look at this scenario from the Rockefeller Foundation, pull up the timeline, guys, and take a look at this. When they look at the headlines and the timeline that they imagined, they said, well, you know, 2010, this thing starts. And then within 3 years, you got quarantine restrictions and restrictions on in-person contact, and the cell networks are overloaded. That didn't take 3 years. That took 3 days. 3 days. And we'll talk about the rest of this and how it ends with war in their scenario and in the scenario of the globalists who are enacting this script. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us. Support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So as I was saying in the last segment, should we be optimistic that these controls are killing globalization? Well, they are killing globalization as we know it. But since it is killing our individual liberty, and since it's not making our economy stronger, it's making government stronger, let's not be too optimistic about it. As a matter of fact, if we look at the scenario that the Rockefeller Foundation had, again, the epidemic starts in 2010, within 7 months they have 20 million people die, or whatever the imagined number was. But you have a large number of verifiable deaths, not projections, based on models that have faulty assumptions, as we've talked about. And yet, they envision that it took 3 years to have quarantine restrictions of in-person contact. And it took 3 years for the cellular networks to be overloaded. Again, this is their 2010 projections. And then it took another 5 years for it to affect intercontinental trade. And then by 2017, they imagined, and this is kind of interesting that they'd pull out Italy. Italy addresses, quote, immigrant caregiver gap with robots. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Why would they say that about Italy? Well, because they knew that Italy had the largest percentage of old people of any country, the oldest population. It's one of the reasons why we're seeing so many deaths because of the COVID-19. It's exacerbating pre-existing conditions and their general health condition. But remember, in 2000, the United Nations was selling open borders and immigration as essentially caregivers. That's exactly the phrase that the Rockefeller Institute puts there, Rockefeller Foundation. Yeah, we were going to open up the border so that we would have immigrant caregivers. They're going to come here, they're going to pay for your pension, and they're going to, you know, sit by your bed and help you. Except they knew that wasn't going to happen. And in their scenario, they say, well, we're not going to be able to do that, so we're going to have robots that are going to come in. Which brings up the subject of technology. They say technological innovation in this scenario of a strong government and a weak society is largely driven by government, and it is focused on issues of national security and health and safety. That's exactly where we are, isn't it? Where are the technological innovations? Well, it's about national security, it's about health, and it's about safety. Most technological improvements are created by and for developed countries and are shaped by government's desire to control and monitor their citizens. That's right. That's where you're seeing the rapid advances in technology, if you want to call it an advance. And then some of the examples that they have, things that we might see under this scenario. Scanners using advanced functional magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, become the norm at airports. This is before they rolled out the body scanners, folks. This is 2010, Rockefeller Foundation, and other public areas. But they're looking at this not just to check for weapons. They're looking at how they might use MRI technology to indicate antisocial intent. Oh, is this kind of science fiction? No, actually, the Obama administration, just one allocation, gave $200 billion to the Brain Project, because you've got DARPA and other people saying we want to be able to read your memory, just like some kind of Philip K. Dick science fiction story. We want to be able to read your memories. We want to be able to also erase memories, and to selectively implant memories of things that you never did. So do you think it's a stretch for them to be able to monitor your mind for any antisocial intent? That's their goal. New diagnostics are developed to detect communicable diseases and a wide range of health screenings. Screenings become a prerequisite for release from a hospital or prison. Yeah, that's right. This is the medical imprisonment state that is being built right now. And then this, telepresence technology, respond to the demand for bandwidth. That's what 5G is about. As they lock you down, and they don't intend for you to really do any traveling. Traveling is just going to be too risky for society. And you're not going to be able to work from home if you don't have sufficient bandwidth. So people are going to be begging, demanding 5G. And it was just last week, even before this stimulus bill was signed, that President Trump signed two bills to rapidly accelerate the deployment of 5G. And I'm sure that the vast majority of the American public will be cheerleading the fact that they have got 5G. Oh, that's great. We've got that. No concern about privacy, no concern about health. Driven by protectionism and national security concerns and mimicking China's firewalls, governments police internet traffic. Well, that's already happened. We've already got social media control to a wide degree. And so then they look at this and they say, well, you know, by 2025, so all this stuff has been enacted in their imagination, starting in 2010 when they write this and say, well, you know, about 3 years, they'll be locking everybody down in quarantine and the economy is going to be tanking and people are going to have to use robots to replace labor. They're going to be demanding more and more screening from the government for their safety, of course. But by 2025, people seem to be growing weary of so much top-down control and letting leaders and authorities make choices for them. Wherever national interests clashed with individual interests, there was conflict. Sporadic pushback became increasingly organized and coordinated as disaffected youth and people who had seen their status and their opportunities slip away, largely in developing countries, incited civil unrest. This has already begun in France with the Yellow Vest. They reacted to these austerity measures that were being imposed because of environmentalism. And they have been pushing back every weekend for probably close to 80 weeks now. They had not stopped. I don't know if they did it this last weekend, but the first few weekends after they'd locked everything down, they were still taking to the streets. And then finally, last thing I'll give you from the Rockefeller Foundation here. Even those who liked the greater stability and predictability of this world. See, that's it. You know, it's stable. It's predictable. You know, this is the mindset of a slave. I mean, you go back to a funny thing happened on the way to the forum, right? and he has that song. He says, he starts talking about freedom. And then at one point, he's got an opportunity where he can buy his freedom and get free. The key figure in that, Broadway show. And at one point, he's kind of taken back and he goes, wait a minute. If I was free, nothing would be free. I would have to have some responsibility for my life. Nothing would be free if I were free. That's the essence of this. The flip side of this is that when the government cuts you a check and President Trump signs it with his name instead of even a civil servant, that's taking away your freedom. It's not giving you anything, folks. They've taken away all of your freedom. And now they're going to give you a $1,000 check, $1,200. Oh, even better than Andrew Yang. Oh, that's great. That's great. They go on to say, even those who liked greater stability and predictability of this world began to grow uncomfortable, constrained by so many tight rules, by the strictness of national boundaries. The feeling lingered that sooner or later, something would inevitably upset the neat order that the world's governments had worked so hard to establish. And this is why they're saying, 5 years on, people realize, start to realize what they've lost. The discontent begins to grow. And then maybe they rise up and you have a full-on civil war and these people get to remake society from the ground up the way they wanted it and have it in place by 2030, exactly the way they wanted it. Full-on surveillance, having you locked into your house, you can't travel, you can't have any private property, you have no opportunity to grow a business or to relocate. It's called smart cities for dumb slaves. And they wrote about it in 2010. We're living it out right now. Quite frankly, folks, we have absolutely no ability to push back on this. The only hope that we have is God Almighty, and He is still on the throne.
You have to look really hard at mainstream television news and print media and mainstream establishment media news sites to find it. I did extensive searches online with different search engines. I did a bunch of research looking at different TV archives, and I couldn't find hardly anything except a couple local news stories with medical doctors on there talking about zinc, the element on the periodic table that is essential to life and that is the most antiviral natural compound out there in thousands and thousands of studies by the most prestigious universities, including big studies on the coronavirus family. So do yourself a favor. Search engine zinc and antiviral. Three words, zinc, antiviral. Zinc, antiviral. Do yourself a favor. Zinc, antiviral.
Every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second right now is critical. History is happening right in front of us, and we can't be spectators. We've got to be men and women in the arena, regardless of race, color, creed, age, sexual preference. It doesn't matter. The globalists with the Chi-Coms and others are openly trying to plunge our economy and start a new depression. China, who hyped up this virus, is now back to work and ramping up their economy, while ours is going into a free fall spiral. And Trump's desperately trying to restart it and create confidence, and the globalist corporate media that was worshiping China just a month or so ago, and their response is saying Trump is terrible because they want America to fail. They want you to fail. But you can expose them. You can speak out. You can share the articles and videos and reports at InfoWars and Band.Video that expose them, and the globalists will go down. It's already blowing up in their face right now. So press the attack on the InfoWar and defeat the NWO.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
My mind for more than 8 weeks has been fixed, constantly scanning, constantly computing to understand the strategic attack we're witnessing. We know by the scripting and the choreography and the fact that the virus has been scanned, that it's man-made, an attack on our economy. The globalist media is firmly behind this, devastating the United States and driving Trump from power. But now we know from scores of studies from China, the UK, the United States, Europe, Brazil, Japan, that the virus reinfects and attacks different parts of the body. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an engineered bioweapon, just as the Indian scientist 8 weeks ago conclusively proved at their major university. They have a name for it at the Pentagon. It's called a soft kill weapon. It doesn't kill you usually the first time, but the next time, or the third time, or the fourth, it does. And it weighs down your economy in the process.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, as the Mises Institute points out, politicians have used this crisis to remind us that they're mostly wannabe dictators. We're going to take a look at the very top, not even the nationalist figures, but the globalist figures, and an open move to set up a global committee with executive powers to control the COVID crisis. But let's begin by looking at the very bottom. The little petty mayors of the little tiny towns, of towns like Ostrander, Ohio, where, as I point out, this guy is going to patrol Main Street because, hey, that's the only street he's got, right? He's got one little street running through his town. Robert J. Taylor, the mayor of Ostrander, Ohio, population 643, just declared that little town to be in a state of emergency. And as Mises Institute points out, the virus has unleashed a lot of little tyrants that'll haunt their tiny jurisdictions, using the cover of crisis to arrogate powers belonging to the people. And they said, with this declaration of a state of emergency, this self-righteous mayor instructed constituents to get their news from trusted sources, which may not include social media. Don't listen to your neighbor. Don't talk to them. As a matter of fact, we keep you closed up in these little houses, you know, so that you don't congregate and talk to people individually. As this is rolling through the homeschool co-op that my daughter is a part of, has decided that, you know, just for their, they've made the decision themselves. It wasn't imposed upon them. But they're going to meet with telecommunication. Teleconferencing and so forth. And as one mom said, but let's just get together and, you know, for a little bit of socializing, you know, what we could do is we could drive up in our minivans and we could all sit in the back of our minivans and we could stay, you know, 12 feet apart, but in a circle we could holler to each other and talk. They don't want that. They don't want you talking to other people. They want you only interacting with other people through the internet where they can supervise it. And there was another mother who quickly shot down that idea. That's just not safe enough. That's just not safe enough. We got to stay in our homes. You know, I went out with my wife this weekend just to see what was drive around with the top down, as usual. If I get it, they're going to call. They're going to lock me down as a terrorist, as a super spreader, because I drive around with the top down. But driving around, looking at all the different places that were shut and little towns where they've shuttered Main Street, closed the restaurants, closed the parks. Yeah, it's really sad. It's really sad to see this kind of a mindset of slavery. People who don't understand risk. Yeah, there is a risk. And I'm one of the higher risk people based on my age and health conditions and so forth. Look, I take a risk when I get in the car. I take a risk when I walk downstairs. I take a risk when I get in the bathtub. I don't live my life in fear. And they haven't even properly defined this risk here. And these people have never proposed this before. There is something else beyond the disease itself. That's why I'm not spending a lot of time on whether or not It is a bioengineered weapon. Look, we should have that discussion. I've been talking about that for years. The threat, the danger of these bioweapon labs. Talked extensively about the Burkholderia pseudomallei bacteria that was escaped out of the biosafety level 3 lab in Tulane University, the National Primate Center. They brought in a disease that wasn't even here. It was only in a couple of places on Earth, and they brought it in to make it more deadly, more easily spread. And then guess what? They let it slip out of their lab, and they found that it was out in the fields with their primates. And this is something that thrives in the soil. And I've been saying for the last 6 years, we've got to shut these things down. But they're not going to do that. They're going to shut down restaurants. They're not going to shut down public transportation. They're going to shut down cars. And so, as they point out at the Mises Institute, we look at little petty tyrants in little towns. He says, he goes on to say, don't listen to anything you see on social media, says this little mayor. This town is 600. Only go to trusted sources, you know, like CNN. And he says, as warranted, additional measures may be taken until the threat from this virus has subsided. The Mises Institute points out, as Hayek showed us in his work, The Road to Serfdom, the worst rise to the top in centrally planned states. However, those who are trying to move up in a burgeoning centrally planned state, like this little mayor, can be as evil given the chance. So in many ways, the difference between the evil leader on the top and those who are deeper in the nomenclatura are not one of degree, but of opportunity. And so when we look at this, we go from the very bottom, the little dictatorial mayor pushing fear, intimidating people in a town of 600, to the very top, Gordon Brown, former Prime Minister of the UK, as The Guardian reported this last Thursday, Gordon Brown calls for global government in order to tackle the coronavirus. He's urged world leaders to create a temporary form. Oh, yeah, it'll be temporary, right? A temporary form of global government to tackle the twin medical and economic crises caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. And as I believe, both the medical and the economic aspects of this were created by the government. Certainly the economic aspect of this. No doubt about that. They created that. The former Labour Prime Minister, who was at the center of the international efforts to tackle the impact of the near meltdown of banks in 2008. In other words, he was one of the corrupt banker puppets that made sure that they got everything they wanted. This guy who was part of the Labour government, the Labour Prime Minister, he was part of the corrupt handover to the banks in 2018, said there was need for a task force involving world leaders, health experts, and heads of the international organizations that would have executive powers. That means executive orders, folks. Executive orders, executive powers to coordinate the response. A virtual meeting of the G20 group of developed and developing countries chaired by Saudi Arabia. Well, there's no problem, right? We know Saudi Arabia, they really respect individual liberty and the rule of law. So they're exactly the types of people that you would want to chair the meeting of how you're going to respond with some kind of a global organization with executive powers to put out executive orders. Brown said it would have been preferable to have also included the UN Security Council. Don't worry, the UN is there. They've written the script. They've already produced the different aspects that they want of this, and they are all being checked off every box, every box. He said this is not something that can be dealt with one country. There has to be coordinated global response. He said the current crisis was different to the one that he was involved in. That was only economic. This has another aspect of it. And so he has proposed that we have to have two different parts. First, the government has to organize production. Yeah. Organized production. The other thing is they have to have a coordinated, and this is actually his first priority, a coordinated effort to find a vaccine. Universal vaccines, biometric tracking, and socialism.
In a constant search to upgrade your favorite formulas, we brought you a new way to get your B12 with the most effective and expensive form available. Ultra 12 uses methylcobalamin, a powerful way to get pure energy support for those serious about getting the B12 they need to fight deficiency and reach their peak. The results are simple. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, help the body produce energy and blood cells, and support healthy nerve and brain cells. We're bringing Ultra 12 down 40% to make sure you get this product before we run out. Now you can finally upgrade your daily routine. Get Ultra 12 today at 40% off to support the InfoWars store and experience true B12 power.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 24 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide. Waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexiPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexiPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexiPure Pro.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
So as we look for the push for global governance, and it's coming from none other than Gordon Brown, the Labour Prime Minister of the UK, former Labour Prime Minister, he says we've got to do two things in this global task force that he wants to have endow with executive power. In other words, be able to put out executive orders. He says we have to fight the crisis on two fronts. First, there needs to be a coordinated effort to find a vaccine. And then we have to organize production and purchasing and planning. We have to do central planning of the economy worldwide. worldwide. What failed in Venezuela, he wants to do on a worldwide basis. What failed in North Korea, he wants to do on a global basis. I mean, even if you don't remember East and West Germany, the radical difference there as we split one people, one country, the same people, the same attitudes, the same culture, same abilities. We split it in half as an experiment. And we can see what happened to the centrally planned authoritarian society. Well, many people have forgotten what that looked like. But we can still see it happening in North and South Korea, one of the most prosperous countries on earth, right next to the poorest country on earth and the most totalitarian country on earth. It's the economic system. Why can't we learn from this? Why are we reproducing this? As a matter of fact, I had an individual send me a picture of the amount, you know, Cuba's constantly being held up. As a matter of fact, that's some people putting stuff up on social media, praising Castro. Look at this. I mean, the guy's been dead for a while, but they still can't stop worshiping this guy. And yet in Cuba, you know, you want to see what your monthly allocation, was it monthly, guys, or weekly? I don't have it right here in front of me. Your allocation of chicken, I mean, it's basically what you could hold in one hand. Now you go down to any fast food restaurant, monthly. Yeah, you know, it was FDR told us you're going to have a chicken in every pot. Well, you know, what they're saying is you're going to have half a chicken once a month. But you'll have it in your pot, you know, as your country goes to pot. Central planning fails. It fails to produce the goods. And we're already seeing the result of that in our country as the blithering idiots from the mayor to the president are telling us we've got to lock everything down. Now you've got shortages everywhere. I don't even go to the grocery store anymore. I sent my daughter to go get stuff because I just can't put up with this. Sorry, I grew up in a free country. I hate to see this happening. I hate to go down to an HEB, which is the predominant grocery store chain here, and have to go through crowd control like I'm going to an airport. There's the picture of the monthly allowance that you get in Cuba. And there's all kinds of shortages. You can't find stuff at the HEB, and they got crowd control and rationing and all this other kind. It's only going to get worse the longer this lasts. It was imposed top-down by executive order, and now Gordon Brown wants to do this globally to people. Turn our grocery stores into the kind of controls that we saw at the TSA. We're all totalitarians now. COVID-19 brings back Europa's spirit of the polis, says UNTS Review. The sovereign who is always there, lying in wait, has now reemerged into the open and taken all the measures that he deemed necessary. Liberty and law be damned. And that's exactly what is happening here, folks. Michael Bolton, 10th Amendment, said we can't say we weren't warned. Fear is the foundation. Politicians and bureaucrats use that fear to centralize and to expand their powers. That's why we have the 10th Amendment. And we allow these people to set up these unconstitutional bureaucracies. We allow these bureaucrats to stay there for 30, 40 years like Fauci. They become these corrupt political animals manipulating people, and this is the deep state here, folks. And we don't have anybody who is going to push back against that in Washington. And the vast majority of us want these problems solved in Washington. We think that the only way that we can push back against that kind of bureaucracy is with the right person in Washington. We don't want to take responsibility. We don't want to assert our power at the state level or even the power of the people to stop this. No, no, no. Somebody else is going to fix this for me. I'll just sit back and wait. One person writes, I went on vacation to another country and returned to another world. Yeah, that's I can imagine what a shock it is for them to go away and come back. 5 years ago, I spent the second week of March undergoing my third round of chemotherapy. So this year, I spent the second week of March with my boyfriend in a backcountry ski lodge. Imagine what a shock it is to somebody my age who grew up in a free country to look at what this has become. I am revolted by this, even more so than she is. I'm revolted, quite frankly, at the American people, how gullible they are, how they crave and beg for freedom and for a handout. You have the mindset of slaves because of the educational system that you've been put through. You've been totally brainwashed by Hollywood, by the media, by the schools. You have the mindset of slaves, for the most part, American people. And then Wuhan, just as they were pointing out in their wargaming with the Rockefeller Foundation, even after the virus passes, the controls are not going to go away. We see this already happening in China. And, of course, China is the model. We're all going to be China. So if you want to look and you want to know what America is going to be like, just take a look at China. You know, we're going to have the great firewall where they control everything. They're going to punish you based on what's on social media. That's already rolled out very rapidly. Biometric surveillance, biometric identification, social credits to punish you if they don't like what you have to say. And this, coronavirus riots erupt near Wuhan as the locals leave quarantine only to be told they can't travel anywhere else in China. You see, this is why I'm not optimistic that globalism is done. The real power basis of this is to restrict your travel. And they're still keeping those travel restrictions in. And so the only way that you're going to be able to travel is virtually. That's why people are going to be begging for 5G. And, of course, we had President Trump and the Republicans and Democrats working together to roll out 5G with a legislative push last week. You had two bills, one of them known as Secure 5G and Beyond Act. Yeah, to infinity and beyond. That's the surveillance state. That's what you should call it. Buzz. Buzz Lightyear needs to infinity and beyond, the Secure 5G Act. You think that it's secure? No, it is the Security State Act is really what it is. And Broadband Deployment Accuracy and Technological Availability Act. So this is going to mandate that the president develop strategies. See, it's got to be centrally controlled. It's got to be this president or the next president. They're going to develop strategies for 5G. They're going to centrally plan the infrastructure that you're going to have to use in order to work or to go to school, because they're going to keep you locked down. They'll ease the restrictions temporarily, and then they'll put them back on. Fauci has already said that. We will turn this on and off like a switch. He said that last week. We will have to ease it up because they don't want you to revolt just yet. And then they will put the restrictions back on you. It's all a boiling frogs process, and you got to do it gradually. At a higher level, the Secure 5G legislation mandates the president develop strategies that secure next-generation mobile telecom and infrastructure, because the president should decide this, not the people who are making investments, not the people who have technology. And it doesn't really matter what you, the consumer, want. If you're concerned about your privacy or your health, they don't care. They don't care. As they look at this, they say, well, you know, and we have to do this because as we stay at home, Bloomberg is telling us U.S. schools are trying to teach online, but it highlights that there is a digital divide. We need to make this available to everybody. We need to be able to spy on and irradiate everybody, rich and poor, urban and rural, and we've got just the plan to do it. Two laws to boost 5G availability as the people are going to be demanding it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports, it's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
One of the products that I'm very proud of, I don't talk enough about because there's so many amazing essential oils and ingredients in it, It takes a long time to break down the product because it's a complex product. A lot of the sprays you put in your mouth, for your throat and lungs are really thin. It's a little bit of alcohol, maybe one or two essential oils. Not our lung cleanse. It's got a long list of the highest quality essential oils and ingredients in it. You take a few sprays in your mouth, lightly inhale, and it just does so much for me when I've got allergies or when my throat is tired. It's just very, very soothing, and it's just one more thing for you and your family to have in your arsenal during these insane times. So get your lung cleanse discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and get yourself and your family prepared while at the same time funding the InfoWar, a total 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about that Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
We told you it was coming. We told you they'd use a virus to scare everyone into submission and set up martial law and quarantines and lockdowns, and now it's here. And I'm here to tell you the rest of the story. Three things we all need to do. Pray to God for justice and seek his face and repent. Get politically active and wake others up to understand this is the world government, the cashless society, it's all being announced. And get prepared yourselves and boost your immune systems and get high quality food. And we're able to ship storable food again. Our supplier has expanded their factories and now are able to take new orders. And it's not about this virus, folks. That's only the trigger, the detonator. It's about what's coming in the future with elections maybe canceled, with the globalists trying to implode the economy. This is just the beginning of the crisis. Not the middle and not the end. So get prepared now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. And please be Paul Revere's and spread the word.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at the panic and fear-mongering we played for you earlier. The president of the freshman class of Democrat Congress critters, a woman from Michigan, and you heard her screaming at the top of her lungs, "You're all going to die. You will see darkness." Well, yeah, that's one opinion about this, and that is the kind of panic that they're trying to spread everywhere. Screaming at the top of her lungs, there with her latex pink gloves, just so that it stands out, you know, fluorescent pink, so you don't make a mistake. Don't want to get the flesh-colored gloves there. You've got to get those bright pink ones so she can wave her hands with the pink gloves. And then we have others that are, Reuters is telling us, coronavirus could kill 81,000 in the U.S. Oh, it will subside in June, however. They have the date certain that it's going to subside. They're going to withhold broad testing, and they're going to withhold treatments, most likely, until they have figured that you've had about as much as you can take this round. And then there will be a reinfection of statism and government controls to follow. But we have Bill Gates pontificating on CNN with Anderson Cooper and a guy who is a doctor. But you notice that the doctor, Will Gupta, he will just defer to Bill Gates, who is not a doctor. Bill Gates is not a doctor. Why is he the authority on all of this? Well, because this is not your typical disease, is it? There's a big agenda as part of this, and Gates has been at the center of this, and he's telling everybody it's going to be a nightmare scenario. Let's play video clip number two.
Well, this is a terrible pandemic because it spreads human to human in a respiratory way. You can infect somebody when you're still fairly healthy. And there are many things like Ebola that aren't like that. You're, you know, flat on your back before you become
Ebola is nothing to worry
about. Infectious. So this is kind of the nightmare scenario that in 2015, I gave a Shattuck lecture. I wrote an article for the New England Journal of Medicine and talked about how we needed to invest in new platforms so that we could quickly make diagnostics, make drugs, and make vaccines to stop an epidemic before it got to large numbers.
That's not what they want at all, quite frankly. You quickly got to the point where in the UK, they're already distributing 1 million home kits for testing. We had four companies, just one of them here in Austin, had a quarter of 1 million kits. So maybe together they had about 1 million kits. They were having the test results that you would take, you know, you would take them at home and you would send them in by mail. And they would then have them tested by laboratories that were approved by the FDA. The FDA said, no, you're not going to do that. In terms of ventilators, they said, all right, well, we'll loosen the stuff up a little bit, but not too much. In terms of hydroxychloroquine, they have now said, well, we're going to allow an emergency use of that. This is the most flexibility we have seen from the FDA. It took them a while, didn't it? I mean, when this is so drastic that we've had to shut down the entire economy for weeks now, and now they're just saying, well, all right, we will allow this without, but still you have people like the governor of Michigan threatening to take away the licenses of physicians who prescribe this, even though you got physicians in New York. Last week, we played for you the video of the physician in New York who said, I've treated 350 people. I forget what the number was exactly now. I think it was 350 because now this week, he's still talking about it. He says, now it's 700. I've had a 100% success rate. Nobody has been injured by this. And yet, while this is all happening, the governor of Michigan is threatening to take away the license of any physician who dares to prescribe this, threatening any pharmacists who fill the prescriptions and telling doctors that they have to inform on other doctors who want to do this. Meanwhile, we have Dr. Fauci says we're going to have millions of cases and we're going to have between 100,000 and 200,000 deaths. As Zero Hedge points out, last time Dr. Fauci did the Sunday shows a few weeks back, he was doing all five network and cable Sunday shows, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, in one day. This guy is basking in the light of being a celebrity. He's been there for decades. He's been there for all these different pandemics. He has never put this out. And there is no more evidence, frankly, folks. They're withholding treatment of this stuff to exacerbate this. They don't want testing because it would show a different fatality rate. And they want to get you very scared about what's happening in New York. We'll take a look at what's happening in New York. As one person pointed out, though, putting Anthony Fauci in charge of COVID-19 is like putting Bernie Madoff in charge of the Federal Reserve. That's exactly right. Gail Q wrote that on Twitter. And Mother Jones asks, is Anthony Fauci really our truth teller in chief? Can we trust this guy? Does he tell the truth? The Washington Post tells us that he is a government expert with an unwelcome message. Well, I think the Washington Post and CNN, everybody else and mainstream media has welcomed his message. He's nonetheless regarded as a truth teller, if not a godsend, by the president, by Democratic leaders, and by media figures alike. A slight bespectacled man with a Brooklyn accent and sympathetic eyebrows. He's got sympathetic eyebrows. Did you know that? I never realized that. As a matter of fact, when I saw him, he looked like another preening bureaucrat like Peter Strzok or Vindman, full of himself and enjoying his every moment in the spotlight at the press conference. And to Dr. Fauci, if I could. Dr. Fauci, there's been some promise with the hydroxychloroquine as a potential therapy for people who are infected with coronavirus. Is there any evidence to suggest that as with malaria, it might be used prophylactically against COVID-19? No. The answer is no, he said. Then Trump spent the next 10 minutes in a back and forth with reporters extolling the virtues of hydroxychloroquine, arguing that he felt really, really good about its potential. And then you had the follow-up to Fauci. Now listen to how this politician, this bureaucrat responds. First he was emphatic. No, absolutely no. No, can't do it. Then he comes back. Well, should Dr. Fauci, should Americans have hope in this drug right now? No, there really isn't that much of a difference in the many respects of what we're saying. The president feels optimistic about something. It might be effective. I'm not saying it isn't. But as a scientist, while we're making it available for people who might want the hope that it might work, you're also collecting data that will ultimately show if it's truly effective and safe. So he has a tightrope to walk, they point out, Mother Jones. But that doesn't make him a truth teller. It just makes him a politician, a bureaucrat. This is why this guy got to the position that he's in and has been at the top of his infectious diseases thing for 35 years. He's a consummate politician, a bureaucrat, unelected, who is now enjoying his ability to lock down the rest of the country. He is President Fauci, or maybe you should call him Caesar, Kaiser, King, whatever, right? Whatever you want to call him. I mean, he's a president, not President Trump. He's calling the shots, not President Trump on this. President Trump, well, we should get back to work by Easter. Oh, no, you're not going to do that. No, no. No, we're going to keep it locked down another couple of months. Pentagon says the same thing. Got another group of bureaucrats. They overrule the president. Or you have the judiciary. They can overrule the president at will as well. So you got the judiciary, you have the Pentagon, and you have the bureaucracy. Those are the three branches of government, and you don't elect any of those people, and you can't throw any of them out. In the mid-1980s, says Mother Jones, Fauci was focused on finding cures for AIDS. Did he do that? No, he didn't do that. As activists drove down from New York, they would remind one another to be firm and focused with their demands and to be careful not to fall fully into Tony Fauci's charm vortex, according to Peter Staley, an activist with a New York-based group. He said, we knew he was playing a game of ingratiating, which he has done with every president that he's worked under. He's incredibly skillful at it. Yes. He can be very obsequious and flattering. And he can get behind you so he can stick the knife in your back, President Trump. You're going to be the one who's going to be blamed for melting down the economy. You're going to be the one who's blamed for turning us over into a centrally planned economy. And quite frankly, it will be your fault because you have the authority to do something about it. But more than that, it'll be the fault of the American people who sat back and did nothing because they thought they had a one-man savior in Washington and there was nothing for you to do at the local and state level. I'm telling you, it might be time for us to have some write-in candidates. We're going to take a look at how, now that we are under quarantine and lockdown, the real looting has begun. I'm not talking about people in the streets. I'm talking about the politicians who are stealing your money and burning down your businesses and your jobs. That kind of looting. Kind of looting that only Washington and only a central government can do. Totally pervasive from top to bottom, destroying everything, burning the economy and your lives to the ground, because that's what we're talking about. It's not just your stocks. I don't even have any stocks, but I want to be able to get food and medicine, wouldn't you?
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with the healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
You know, more than half of all U.S. COVID-19 deaths occur in only four states. We have about 30% of them in New York, about 5% in New Jersey, 5.5% in California, and 13.5% in Washington. We had the massive number of deaths in the rest home where it began. In L.A. County, they've had five more coronavirus deaths, so now they have a total in the state of 37. And when we look at New York, as I pointed out last week, the terrible hospital conditions and conditions about masks that they have there are nothing new. I read you articles going back 3 years how in multiple hospitals in New York, you had staff there saying, we're just going to stop working because they won't provide us with any protective clothing and equipment. And how we've got beds in the hallways because we don't have sufficient capacity and so forth. So this is nothing new. This has been going on for 3 years, reported widely by the press. And scared New York medical workers decried the lack of virus protection. Again, for 3 years it's been going on. Hospitals turned to snorkel masks to ease respirator overload. Again, more than 3 years they've been talking about this. As a matter of fact, what happened during Ebola? I mean, didn't they look at that as an opportunity to ramp up equipment? That was 6 years ago. Coronavirus in New York. City's ICU bed capacity ranks in the bottom quarter nationally. And, of course, it's been that way for a very long time. Now you've got even Governor Cuomo of New York admitting that maybe what they did, locking everything down, was not the best approach. Let's play video clip number six. Probably not the best approach to stopping the coronavirus. This is Governor Cuomo.
What we did was... we closed everything down. That was our public health strategy. Just close everything. All businesses, all workers, young people, old people, short people, tall people, every school, close everything. If you rethought that or had time to analyze that public health strategy, I don't know that you would say quarantine everyone. I don't even know that that was the best public health policy. Young people then quarantined with older people was probably not the best public health strategy because the younger people could have been exposing the older people to an infection. So how do you modify the public health strategy to make it smarter from a public health point of view, but also starts to get you back to work? Younger people can go back to work. People who have resolved can go back to work. People who, once we get this antibody test, show that they had the virus and they resolved can go back to work. That's how I think you do it. It's not we're going to either do public health or we're going to do economic development restarting. We have to do both.
And see, it's the government that has to do both. The government has to be responsible for your health. You don't have any informed choice to make here. It's not going to be your choice, and they're not going to bother to inform you because you don't have a choice. Cuomo will decide what the best approach is for health, and yeah, you know, mistakes are made, right? It's not as if we didn't tell him that was the wrong thing to do. It's not as if we didn't tell him you don't have any statistics that warrant this. No, this is done on a nationwide basis, but there more so than anywhere else. Take a look at what's going on in Canada, as a matter of fact. We have Rebel Media showing people getting off of a plane, coming into the country, and they're not being tested at all. These are people who are coming in from China, and they're not being tested. Let's play that short video clip number three.
There are people, you know, giving you pamphlets and telling you that it's mandatory to self-isolate for 2 weeks.
Yeah, a little bit. They pass pamphlets out, and they inform us about the quarantine measures. But they ask about, like, coughing or anything like that. That's about it, I think.
Yes, they gave me the pamphlet to read it.
So you get the idea. You come in from China, you get a pamphlet. They don't take your temperature or anything. Meanwhile, Canada is banning passengers from domestic flights.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As you heard the people coming off of the plane from China into Canada, they were given a pamphlet, saying, no, you might want to just kind of watch yourself. Meanwhile, in Canada itself, starting today, any passengers who show symptoms will be banned from domestic flights and trains. So they're going to be testing them for symptoms, but they don't test people who are coming in from China. Want to do that. China is to be respected and revered and imitated. And so the new measures will likely involve more invasive temperature scans, symptom monitoring checks by authorities at transport hubs, because it's not going to be voluntary. It's going to be mandated that you do this. You know, when we look at the way other countries have reacted to this, not all of them are panicking like this. We have Belarus, for example. You've seen the pictures of the football team as they are playing on, as the rest of Europe, writes AFP, as the rest of Europe shuts up shop to combat the new coronavirus, Belarus remains resolutely open for business. Restaurants continue to serve food. The country's football league plays on. The president of Belarus has dismissed the global health crisis as psychosis, and he refuses to follow the example of most of the globe by imposing a lockdown. As a matter of fact, he suggested that people use saunas and vodka. The Air Force is still conducting field exercises in Belarus, a Christian Orthodox fair and exhibition. Easter Joy will be held April the 1st through the 12th in the capital, Minsk, with events for families and children. He said the psychosis has crippled national economies almost everywhere in the world. He said on March 19th, he slammed the border closures by Belarus's five neighbors as useless, absolute and utter stupidity. And now even Cuomo is saying, well, probably closing everything wasn't the right thing to do. Maybe it didn't make any difference because nobody did it more thoroughly than New York did, right? And yet it didn't make any difference in New York, did it? Is Belarus melting down with cases like New York? Maybe it's the quality of the healthcare system in New York. which has been the subject of many reports prior to this. Sweden as well. Sweden is supposedly an outlier. Oh, well, no, there's Sweden, there's Belarus, there's other, you know, Taiwan is doing things differently. Sweden shuns drastic coronavirus response. We can't stay at home the whole day, they say. People still sit at outdoor cafes in the center of Sweden's capital. Vendors are still selling flowers. Teenagers still chat in groups in the parks. Some still greet each other with hugs and handshakes. There you go. Swedish authorities have advised the public to practice social distancing, to work from home if possible, urge those over age 70 to self-isolate as a precaution. Yet, compared to the lockdowns imposed everywhere else by governments in response to the virus, they've allowed a liberal amount of personal freedom. Isn't that nice? Personal freedom. Imagine that if we had something like that. In Taiwan, an island nation of 24 million, only about 80 miles from mainland China, and they have about 1.25 million Taiwanese citizens live or work on the mainland. And so there's a lot of travel back and forth, only 80 miles away, and yet they don't have the kind of devastation that we're told is in China. Taiwan's response has been a panoply of best practices, writes the World Tribune, including information sharing. Wouldn't it be nice if you were informed? Here's the risk. Here's the number of people, the kinds of people who are at most risk. Here's things that you can do to minimize your risk. Now it's up to you. No, no, no. You can't have any control over your own personal health. That's not allowed. The government is going to take control over your health because you are now cattle. You have no informed consent. This whole lockdown, shutdown, quarantine thing, that is a psychological operation to make you embrace mandated vaccines, mandated medication, anything else that they choose to push against you for the purpose of public health. It is the end of informed consent, just as it is the end of liberty itself. But in Taiwan, they used information sharing. They told people what the risk was. They had interagency cooperation, coordination between the government labs and hospitals. They said they were scared during the 2003 SARS epidemic. Now, they call this an epidemic, but remember, we're talking about a country with 24 million people, and they had 73 deaths. That is not an epidemic, folks. That is a push by the World Health Organization and the globalists to prepare the psychological foundation for what they're doing to us today. That's all SARS was. You got 24 million people, 73 deaths. It's not even a statistical blip. But the media is pushing this to the nth degree because they have their solutions that they want out there. But let's talk a little bit about the treatments and the cures, because we're not supposed to talk about, you know, Vladimir Zelenko, I talked about on a Friday. He was saying, hey, I've successfully treated 350 coronavirus patients, 100% success, using hydroxychloroquine in combination with azithromycin, the Z-Pax, an antibiotic to treat secondary infections. And he put that out. Now that's gone up. He's treated 699. He's almost doubled that. But, of course, as I pointed out, the governor of Michigan wants to, any doctor like that, like Dr. Zelenko, she would remove his medical license. She would tell pharmacists, don't give him the drug. France is pushing chloroquine. After 78 of 80 patients completely recovered from COVID-19 within five days. French researchers have completed new additional study on these 80 patients, showing a combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. Isn't that interesting? We keep seeing the same things from doctors who are in the field, from people in France. We've got an Arizona doctor talking about vitamin C. Because that was also used, vitamin C intravenously in a hospital setting. That was something that was used in China as well. The thing I find most interesting is that even though now people are talking about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax and so forth, talking even about vitamin C, what they will not talk about is stem cells. We also had a case in China where they used stem cells. But again, here in the United States, we just had in the last year, the FDA shutting down the use of stem cells even your own stem cells from your own body. The FDA has never been so arrogant in the past as to say you can't use your own body to treat your own body. I mean, how in the world can you justify something like that? There is no authority under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment for something like the FDA or the NIH or the CDC, which is the private organization the CDC is. There's no authority for them to exist as a federal entity. But certainly, this is beyond even what they've ever claimed before, to regulate food and drugs. Your own body, cells from your own body, are not a drug. The only processing that is done is they're removed with a hypodermic needle from your fat cells, put into a centrifuge, and then re-injected. And yet they say you can't do that. And the press has been completely silent about the studies out of Wuhan by Dr. Wu and an American company showing that not only did it stop the coronavirus, but it also repaired any damage to the lungs, even in elderly people. No, no, don't tell anybody about that. We have to keep the treatments secret, even to the extent that Dr. Doug Dibelli, I think is the way he pronounced his name, he put out what Dr. Zelenko put out. He put out a tweet about that. I retweeted that. I went back to look at it today, and Twitter said, we have removed this tweet. It violated our rules. So evidently, you're not allowed to put anything out there that could end this panic crisis, right? You've got to shut that down. It's a real problem, isn't it? You know, for Twitter and Google, they have to ban people left and right. They took down the InfoWars Android app this week because, you know, hey, you can't be telling people the truth about this. We've got to keep this narrative going. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have a quick interview with Tyler Nixon to give us an update on Roger Stone. Some breaking news. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There is a paradox. Yes, this virus is deadly and does kill people. And so do many other countless viruses that have already existed, that do exist, and will exist. But when Trump says the cure is worse than disease, he's talking about the media hype creating hysteria and trying to create uncertainty. And it is that that I oppose. It is not the American way to cower and live in fear and to follow the edicts and precedents set by communist China and hyper-authoritarian Singapore, where you're now being given 6 months in jail if you don't stand at least 6 feet away from someone. This is being used by social engineers, and they admit that they are trying to transform our world forever into something unrecognizable from what it's been. We are not slaves, and we must not act like it.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listen, there's a show from PBS called It's Okay to Be Smart. So everyone who's been smart and has been put down for it and persecuted, it's okay to finally be smart.
That's right. There's not two sexes, and families are bad, and the right thing to do is to sterilize your son so he doesn't become an evil warmonger. I mean, a lot of feminists are saying we should have the government pass laws that male embryos are killed. But what's better and more reformed and more humanitarian is just to convince them when they're 5 years old to have their testicles chopped off. And again, global warming's real. We got to pay Lord Rothschild all of our money, and the pandemic's all real. We've got to be locked up in our houses. We've got to use the language the universities say. We're not a cult or anything. Oh, no. No, we're not. We're good people. We're good people that went to these corporate systems that didn't brainwash us. No, no. They enlightened us how to censor and how to rule and how to control.
For
more than 8 weeks, InfoWars has researched this deadly coronavirus, and it is deadly. It targets those who already have pre-existing conditions, compromised immune systems, and those over 70, particularly bad. It is deadly, but the globalists are hyping it as an economic and psychological warfare weapon to implement martial law and throw Trump out of office. But regardless, the mainstream media will not tell you about natural compounds that are known to be extremely antiviral, like zinc. So I don't care where you get zinc for yourself, your parents, your grandparents, your children. Please go out and research zinc and then know that we have three different formulas that have zinc in them at a very nice dosage level. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And all of these products are 40 and 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, even though we're very, very close to selling them out. We ship within 24 hours, so secure yours today and boost your defense at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Tyler Nixon, and Tyler Nixon has an update on the Roger Stone case that I think you're going to find interesting because, look, folks, each and every one of us needs due process. Regardless of what you feel about Roger Stone, if you're a liberal, you ought to be concerned about the removal of due process. And I've said this about every trial, whether it's the Bundys or anybody else. You need to make sure that your government is not going to cut itself loose from all restrictions of the law. You need to make sure that you've got an honest court system and so on. So joining us now is Tyler Nixon. You can find him on Twitter at Tyler P. Nixon. And Tyler, I wanted to thank you for joining us, Tyler.
Oh, it's good to be with you as always, David. Thank you.
And as an attorney, I want to get your perspective on this. There's an amicus brief that's been filed by a lot of major news publications. Tell us a little bit about that and what's in that.
Well, sure. You know, the issue at heart was this. There has been showings by their own admission of bias on the part of jurors. In fact, the foreperson of the jury came out and endorsed, effectively said, I side with the prosecutors after the trial was over.
Yes.
And so that's, you know, obviously a big problem because, you know, there's a belief that she might have lied to the court and might have concealed her actual, the extent of her political involvement. She was a Democrat congressional candidate in 2012. And apparently Mike Cernovich, uncovered, the fact that she had tweeted extensively some very incendiary stuff about the president, as well as even Roger Stone in the midst of his being arrested. So, and
yeah, it
you
looked like
know
she
it.
Already had her mind made up about that. And she's a lawyer. She would, you know, not only a politician
yes.
and heavily partisan, but she was a lawyer. So she would know
correct.
That she should have recused herself if she had pre-drawn conclusions about Roger Stone and President Trump, right?
That's right. That only adds to I think, the suspicion involved, where this isn't just simply some oversight or someone who maybe was trying to just get by. She knew what she was doing. I mean, she had to know that it would represent a conflict of interest. So the point is that Mike Cernovich filed a motion with the, you know, as a member of the public with the court to have the jury questionnaires. There were jury questionnaires that were 20 pages long. Every potential juror had to fill one out. Probing, you know, anything from like who they're associated with, whether they knew any of the number of witnesses. And then, of course, do you have any, you know, had you posted in social media, you know, did you have strong feelings about Roger Stone or, you know, what did you know about the case? Trying to basically, you know, weed out people who are partisans. Now, we were dealing with a DC jury, so forget it. I mean, you're talking a 6% Republican, literally 6%. That's all there is of the Republican Party in the District of Columbia. And I, like I said, I've said before, half of them are never Trumpers, probably, I'm sure. So, yeah.
Well,
I
that's
mean,
why they fought to put that case there in that jurisdiction. You know,
absolutely,
they wanted
yeah.
D.C., they wanted that judge, and then that judge gave them exactly what they wanted, and that was a jury that was packed with Democrats and bureaucrats who hated Roger Stone.
Yeah, it is particularly grotesque if you think about the fact that they did that. It wasn't the fact that they knew they would get a demographically sympathetic jury. They knew that this was going to be a partisan jury that would be lopsided against Stone, meaning they knew that the entire case was political, which is, you know, in itself just an outrage. The fact that it was so politicized. I mean, there's nothing not political about the case. So the jurors, you know, by the time it was all said and done, there wasn't a single Republican or even anything but a Democrat. I mean, obviously, the question was whether they were a leftist, mouth-breathing socialist Democrat or a middle-of-the-road bureaucrat, you know, swamp Democrat. I mean, it wasn't even a question of there's any kind of divergence. And so anyway, what Cernovich was trying to get to was to see whether this jury foreperson had lied on because he saw her, the extent of her tweets. And you wouldn't have known her from her testimony, certainly, her actual open court testimony. So he sued for those. And, you know, there's this sense that the court, and this is another aspect, I mean, there's so many aspects of this, David, of Roger's case that are just unbelievably abusive of due process and justice. Yes. That, I mean, it shocks me that they've, I mean, it's like everything in one. They threw everything, attempted every way to screw this man. And one of them has been this judge's presumption somehow that because of, I mean, it's just like sort of in the air that Roger Stone is dangerous or Roger Stone is somehow evil and he's, you know, he's a bad guy. So therefore, they can gag him and take away his constitutional rights, you know, deny him that under threat of being imprisoned.
What they've done to Roger Stone, I mean, I thought it was excessive. The gag order was excessive and the implications, oh, look, he's got a crosshair on my head or something, you know, the tweet is absurd. But what is really strange, and Norm Pattis mentioned it when I interviewed him, he said he, to his recollection, he has never seen a situation where there was a gag order put on someone after the trial, after the jury has delivered its verdict. What is the point of that?
It's insane. Totally insane. Yeah, exactly. No, it's, first of all, it's completely, it's not, I mean, it's beyond unconstitutional. It's almost illegal. It's almost a direct violation of his civil rights, not just a sort of a breach that you didn't observe them fully. No, she is just blatantly violating his civil rights and his constitutional rights. And it was under the presumption, she said, that, well, all the publicity in this case, I'm concerned for the safety of the jurors, and I'm concerned. You know, this is what this judge did from the get-go. She just made these sweeping presumptions of Roger Stone being evil, of people who support him are on the right, so to speak, you know, the right wing, being somehow ready to be triggered and maybe go ballistic, even though every shooter that's, you know, been involved in a political shooting so far that I've seen has been from the left. You know, it hasn't been any.
I want to get into the government's response because we've got about 2 minutes left here. What did the government respond to this when it said, well, can we see the jurors' questionnaire so we know if there was a perjury?
So, you know, the government's always got to defend an establishment position, and which in this case meant the judge and the government working in tandem. I mean, the judge made government arguments when they didn't make them. They didn't even have to. Their position, though, is literally it shows you how bad they know it is for them with this issue. They've proposed that the jury questionnaires be released, but they remain anonymous. So you can see the information on them, but you can't determine the identity of the actual juror. I mean, do you realize the whole point of seeing the jury questionnaires was to be able to, so the public can test the veracity of who these people are. So Joe Blow says, I'm not a Democrat. I'm a big time Republican. We can go check Joe Blow's background. We can see what his voter registration is. They're basically trying to have it both ways say, I mean, basically that they'll release the information, but you know, it's not going to be tied to any particular person, which is
Tyler, don't you think that this judge realizes that perjury has been committed because the judge said we're going to give legal counsel to jurors? I mean, this is also unprecedented.
Yes. I think this is why it's taken so long or is taking so long. You haven't heard a ruling yet because I don't know how this judge, she is intent on nailing Roger Stone to the wall and having her say and having it her be the final judgment. And frankly, I don't know how she does it. She is a jury foreperson who is clearly tainted and lied about it and deceived the court and is an attorney. I mean, there's no way to say, well, only 1/12 of the jury was tainted. I mean, give me a break. It doesn't work that way, and she knows it.
Exactly. I mean, she's a lawyer, she's a politician, and she's foreman of the jury. And so she has lied about this stuff. Not only is that ruining the trial in terms of any kind of integrity or honesty, but also there's that's why I think the judge has given legal counsel to them. It's absolutely amazing, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for joining us and for the update.
Thanks for having
me. Folks, if you want to follow this, you can find Tyler Nixon on Twitter at Tyler P. Nixon. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you, David.
Thank you. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at 40% off at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing its potential, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Newtonian physics documents the fact that for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, and that matter is not destroyed, it is simply transferred into another form. Well, we're seeing that happen right now. The globalists are openly trying to hype up the coronavirus, trying to kill our economy, and trying to have martial law shutdown around the country, and trying to stampede Trump into implementing it so they can blame the imploding economy on him. But Trump has seen through it, and so he's let them implement the draconian controls, and is saying, do you really want a depression for something that's killed far less than the flu? Ladies and gentlemen, now is the fight of our lives. And the good news is their attack on humanity and on independent media has caused a lot of people to start thinking for themselves. And so the traffic to InfoWars.com and Band.video is triple our previous records right now. So you're doing a great job spreading the word, and people are tuning in to find out the truth like never before because of you, the modern Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I want to talk about the cure that shall not be named. It's going to get me in big trouble with social media and with Google. Google's very upset with us because we're telling you the truth about the coronavirus, and so they banned the InfoWars app for Android phones. Now, you have the app. If you downloaded it already, you can still use it. It's just that if you update the your phone, which is not ever a good idea. Every time I've done that with my Apple phones, it's basically ruined them. But, you know, if you feel like you need to update or if it does that automatically without your permission, then perhaps that app at some point will stop working. That's why, you know, it's important that they, when they ban it, they want to make sure that's not there. But here's the forbidden information that you're not allowed to know. As a matter of fact, I saw a tweet from a doctor who was basically retweeting the treatment regime from Dr. Zelenko that I talked about last week. And he retweeted that with a quick comment. And so I retweeted, he put that out, the took a snapshot of what Dr. Zelenko had put out on March 23rd, saying, "My name is Dr. Zev Zelenko. I practice medicine in Monroe, North New York. For the last 16 years, I've cared for, you know," and he has the number of people that he's cared for, so forth. And he says, "To date, we have tested approximately 200 people very rapidly. By the end of the last week, I played for you the video where he had tested, who had treated 350 people. By today, he has now treated 700 people. Maybe people are going to him because he's actually got something that helps as opposed to, the other people that are out there." And this is what he said he did. And this is important that you know this. This is forbidden information that Twitter does not want you to know, that Google does not want you to know, that Dr. Fauci does not want you to know, that the FDA does not want you to know. He says, number one, this is what we do. He said, "Any patient with shortness of breath, regardless of age, is treated. Any patient in the high-risk category, even with just mild symptoms, is treated." And what is that? Well, we've been told it's age-related, having other respiratory issues, having heart issues, having high blood pressure. So if you fall into any of the, check any of those boxes, even if you just have mild symptoms, they will treat you. And again, this is what Dr. Shiva Iyaduray said. Look, if you've got somebody, we need to break the population into two groups, those who have tested positive for coronavirus and those who have not tested positive for that. And we need to provide people with supplements and things that are going to help them based on which group they're in. So for the people who have not tested positive, you have certain nutritional regimes that you give them that are going to help. You got healthy people, and you don't necessarily need to do anything about them. You just say, well, you know, just practice a little bit of common sense and trying not to expose yourself. Or the people who have risk factors, you put them on something a little bit stronger, something that's going to help their immune system, help them to help to build their body up. And then Dr. Shiva Iyaduray said, then for the other two categories of people who have it, have tested positive, if they've got mild symptoms, you do one particular set of things. And then if people are in severe condition, and that's really the only people that they've been counting for the most part so far, they need to have ventilators and things like that. And but it's important that we test people. And so Dr. Zelenko said, any patient in the high-risk category, even if they have mild symptoms, we treat them. If they're young, healthy, and low-risk patients, even with symptoms, they're not treated. And so he says, this is what we do in terms of treatment. So number one, hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days. Then azithromycin, 500 milligrams once a day for 5 days. That's a typical Z-Pak. And then zinc sulfate, 220 grams once a day for 5 days. He said, here's my rationale for the treatment plan. I combined the data available from China and South Korea with recent data from other countries. He says, we know that zinc slows viral replication within the cell. By the way, it's one of the reasons why people use zinc for common cold and for flu, because it slows viral replication. We know this. It's not a secret, right? This is why zinc is sold out everywhere. By the way, you can still get this. We got a lot of products that have zinc in it at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Prostagard has zinc in it as part of the formula. Vasobeat also has zinc in it. We have it also in the Real Red Pill. And, of course, it's in the Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, which is a lot of different vitamins and minerals and amino acids. And that is on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. As a matter of fact, we haven't gouged people on prices. We have put our supplements on sale, even though, like food, it's becoming difficult to get these supplements manufactured because we've had our supply lines interrupted. Everybody has. And interestingly enough, We have the pharmaceutical industry has known this for quite some time, going back to March 19th. Now, today is the 30th, right? So we've got 11 days ago, the U.S. pharmaceutical company that makes chloroquine had already increased their price of chloroquine. They did it going back to January the 23rd. How about that? It's almost like they knew this months ago. They knew months ago that this stuff was all of this stuff, right, that we're suffering through, the entire shutdown of our economy and everything. The pharmaceutical company that makes chloroquine knew this. On January the 23rd, they increased the price of the drug by 98%. 98%. It was $7.66 per 250 milligram pill, and they went up to $20 per 500 milligram. Sorry, that was the final price when they went up, when they doubled the price. A 500 milligram pill is $19.88. But he's prescribing 200 milligrams, so that even their 250 milligram pill is a little bit more than he's prescribing. Nevertheless, they increased the price. They nearly doubled the price back January the 23rd, 2 months ago. And we're still begging the FDA for approval. And they've given tentative approval finally. The FDA is not just the governor of Michigan, but it was also the FDA and the AMA were threatening pharmacists, threatening physicians up until the end of last week. Last Friday, I reported on that. They were still threatening people. And so we've just had a little bit of a move from the FDA on this, even though the pharmaceutical company that knew this back in January, they doubled the price because they knew it was going to be effective. This is how badly this whole thing reeks of control and manipulation. The FDA has now issued an emergency authorization of the drug for coronavirus care, reports Politico. They say that one other drug, this is not the drug company that raised the price by 100%, but another drug company. This is manufactured by a lot of different companies. This drug has been around since the 1940s. It's been commonly prescribed for a wide variety of things since the 1950s. Sandoz donated 30 million doses of hydroxychloroquine to the government's stockpile, the national stockpile. Bayer donated 1 million doses of chloroquine. And again, this was all done before the FDA gave their approval. Now the FDA is saying that they are going to give an emergency status to this to allow, to kindly allow, our masters are kindly allowing us to use a drug that they have known is effective for more than 2 months. But that it withheld from us so they could lock us down in a controlled social and psychological experiment. Just hold that thought. Hold that thought and think about what we can do to fix the problems in front of us. The problem, folks, is the government. It's not the coronavirus. It's the government. Career scientists are worried that it would siphon medication away from patients who need it for other conditions. It's not used for a lot of other conditions. I mean, you don't have a lot of people in the United States with malaria. It is used also for lupus and for rheumatoid arthritis, but they said there is a second emergency use authorization that is being considered by our masters at the FDA that would allow more manufacturers to produce it. You gotta have their permission. Even to make ventilators is out external to the body. How can a ventilator hurt somebody? It doesn't. The worst case, it doesn't work, and you're no better off, no worse off than you were
before.
One
of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day. day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people. And I've been fighting them for 13 years. And I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 24 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide. Waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the info war, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex. You're the gladiator.
Hey, listen. Alex Jones and the Resistance are still on air. They're at band.video and InfoWars.com. All you gotta do is go to InfoWars.com/show and you'll find Alex Jones's broadcast live. You'll find Owen Schroer, The War Room, David Knight, and so much more. Special broadcast, films, emergency reports. It's all there. And the globalists have worked around the clock to take them off air, but something's happening. The public has been spreading the word that the forbidden truth lives at InfoWars.com/show and band.video, and it's growing exponentially, and the attempts to censor are only backfiring. But we can supercharge this right now if all of you listening realize, hey, you know how to find the show, but other people don't. They believe mainstream media that was off the air. So you can override the corporate media, the establishment, all of them at this critical time, and tell folks that the truth lives and is back on air at InfoWars.com.
I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. You'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
4 years ago, then billionaire businessman Donald Trump pledged himself to InfoWars and our audience that he would not let us down, that he would take the globalist on, and that we would be very pleased with what he did. We are pleased with President Trump. He has proven that he's the real deal and has taken the globalist on at a level never before seen. But now they're striking back at President Trump and the people using the invisible weapon of fear, the coronavirus. Yes, we should meet the virus head on. Yes, we should save as many people as possible, but not at the expense of our hard-fought liberties and freedoms.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, don't share any of that stuff. I mean, it might be from some crazy person. And if it's not from an established news organization, or if it doesn't have the check mark from Microsoft's NewsGuard, I should say DARPA's NewsGuard as well. Oh, disregard that completely. You know, Elon Musk has said many doctors are not treating patients due to fear of COVID-19. And a lot of people got very angry about that. Said, no, a lot of doctors are risking their lives. Doctors and nurses are risking their lives. The problem is, some doctors are being intimidated by politicians and bureaucracies like the AMA, the FDA, or bureaucrats like Fauci, and are not using known effective treatments, and have been for a couple of months now. Finally, the FDA is starting to get out of the way. with an emergency use authorization. See, everything is prohibited unless expressly permitted by our masters in Washington, which is exactly the opposite of the Constitution, 9th and 10th Amendment. If you aren't expressly given those powers, you don't have the power to regulate food, drugs, or hydroxychloroquine. You don't have that power. We have that's the right of the people. It's retained by the people, according to the 10th Amendment, by the state governments and by the people. We have the right to treat ourselves. You need to stay out of the doctor-patient relationship, just like you need to stay out of the parent-child relationship. But, of course, these people are not only authoritarian, but they're totalitarian. They want to intrude themselves into every aspect of our lives. And so, yeah, the real issue is how these doctors are being intimidated. And that's why the real heroes in all this are these doctors who are speaking out on social media, the doctors who are risking their medical license from status like Governor Whitmer in Michigan, threatening to pull their license if they actually use something that's a known cure. And I say it is a known cure because we've got publications that some of these doctors have been sharing. COVIDtrial.io is an open data repository for how this has been used to treat how this particular drug, this malaria drug, has been used to treat COVID-19. It's been launched by scientists, physicians, statisticians, and lawyers. And so I said, well, so we've got the evaluation of prevention, especially in protecting healthcare workers. We have an open source real-time data hub. They say at this particular trial, it's COVIDtrial.io. They said a recent controlled clinical study conducted by Didier Raoult in France has shown that 100% of patients who received a combination of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin tested negative and were virologically cured within 6 days of treatment. In addition, recent guidelines from South Korea and China report that hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine are effective antiviral therapeutic treatments for novel coronavirus. A therapeutic agent that prevents infection with novel coronavirus is highly desirable. This is why they've withheld it. Again, they knew this going back to January 23rd when the people who were manufacturing it doubled their prices. And for the last 2 months, the FDA, the AMA, Fauci, have poured cold water on this, as Fauci did, mocked it. Oh, Trump. And then you had the AMA, the FDA, you had state boards of pharmacy threatening pharmacists. Don't you give them any of these things, right? We've got doctors who are prescribing it for patients, for themselves, for staff, so they could continue to work. And they said, don't you do that. We'll take your license, too. And so they pointed out this is highly desirable for persons with high-risk exposure, healthcare professionals, in addition to persons who have comorbidities, in other words, other things that are going to possibly kill them by themselves, but in combination with coronavirus, they are at high risk for dying, things like heart disease, diabetes, etc., or people who have compromised immune systems. And they pointed out it is inexpensive. Even though the pharmaceutical company has doubled the price 2 months ago, it's still inexpensive. It's globally available in a tablet form. And it's been in widespread medical use since 1955, actually for malaria going back to the 1940s. So why wouldn't we be allowed to do this, right? And yet, again, going back, I'll give you one more bit of statistics from this study in France. He pointed out they tested it on 80 patients. They got a combination, again, of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. We noted a clinical improvement in all but one 86-year-old patient who died. And one 74-year-old patient who is still in intensive care. Everybody else out of the 80. That's two people out of 80. They said what happened with the rest of them, it was a rapid fall of nasopharynx, a viral load in the nose. And I'll just put that's a long medical term here. Nevertheless, 83% were negative at day 7. 93% were negative at day 8. Virus cultures from patient respiratory samples were negative in 97.5% of the patients at day 5. It allows patients to rapidly be discharged. As a matter of fact, Dr. Zelenko out of New York was saying, look, if you treat people like this, you don't have to overload the hospital and the ICU situations so that you put people who need it for things like heart attacks and so forth, you don't put them at risk, or people who need it for emergency processes. But of course, again, when you look at all this stuff, ask yourself, when you look for solutions, not what government can do for you, but what is government doing to you? That's the way that you need to paraphrase JFK's statement. It's like, what can government stop doing to us? What can they stop hitting us with to make things better? Instead of how can they give us a handout? How can they come up with a new vaccine? Because see, that's really why they've been withholding this. And unfortunately for them, you've had the medical community and people who are heroes who would fight this and risk losing their license because they wanted to heal people. They have gradually gotten the word out, and they got it out largely through social media. That's why social media is very, very upset. And they're saying this is a nightmare, for social media. Now, this is coming out of Yahoo, and it's AFP, very angry that people are sharing information about how to treat and cure coronavirus. Can't have that. So, well, we thought the biggest reputational risk for Facebook was going to be fake news around the election, but now it's fake news about how to cure yourself. No, no, no. We see the fraud. We see the fraud of the system, and we know how social media has been at the forefront of suppressing information about lying to the American people, about pushing a narrative for complete control of our lives. That's what this is all about. That's why I was talking about lockstep at the very beginning, that plan put out by the Rockefeller Foundation back in 2010. AFP has debunked almost 200 rumors and myths about the virus, but experts say a stronger action from tech companies is needed to stop misinformation. That's why they stepped up the censorship and Google took off the InfoWars Android app. It is a full spectrum of lies and censorship. The internet is being used to monitor what you say. That's why they don't want you talking to people one-on-one. They want you going through their systems. They want you talking to people through social media. They want you emailing people so they can read what you're saying. They don't want you talking face-to-face. They want you locked away so that you can only work if you've got a fast internet, so you beg for 5G. They said using control tests with more than 1,600 participants, they found that false claims were shared in part simply because people fail to think about whether the content was reliable. Let me tell you what they don't want you to look at. No, the real tests, they're out there. They're able to test people to see about sharing information, but they somehow just can't run the test on 1,600 people to find out if hydroxychloroquine works, right? Oh, yeah, we got to keep that away from because we haven't done the test. No, the tests are already done to show how social media works and how it could work to control you. The ASH experiment, where they found that the vast majority of people, even if they knew the answer was wrong, would do what the vast majority wanted them to do. And that's why they want to control social media. That's why they platformed InfoWars. Folks, we're still here because you have stood with us and by us. We really do appreciate that. And we are trying to help you every way that we can. We still have our supplements so that you can support your body's immune system, support your own health, and that's getting more and more difficult, but we haven't raised the prices. We have discounts anywhere from 20 to 50%, an average discount of 40% at InfoWarsStore.com. We have things like Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, vitamins, minerals. It even has zinc, very effective at stopping the spread of viruses, as the doctor pointed out. It's one of the reasons why he added that to his protocol. You can get that 40% off. You can also get it at 50% off in combination with Ultra 12, our vitamin B12 liquid formula. You get those two things together, it's very easy to take a wide variety of vitamins and minerals and supplements without swallowing a lot of pills. InfoWarsStore.com. That's it for today's program.